Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today we're going to learn about Ozempic face. Are you guys ready to learn about rapid weight loss and its risks? And Ozempic face, what is it? Well, there's appetite suppressants out there, laxatives, skinny shot injections, so many different pills and treatments that are designed to help you lose weight. The most trendy one of the moment, of course, is Ozempic. Is it safe? Is it effective? Is it going to change your face? This is a hot topic. So in this week's podcast, let's dive right in to tell you what you need to know about Ozempic and the controversial effect it's having. All right, are you ready? What is Ozempic? For those of you who don't know, Ozempic is an injectable drug, also known as semaglutide, that was originally designed for treatment of type 2 diabetes. And many more similar drugs have popped up in the market now, including Wegovy, which was designed for obesity, Mounjaro as well is another one that's out there. The amazing thing is that people truly get benefit from these drugs. The weight loss is real, it's sustainable. I think it's such a great product for people who are really struggling with appetite control or who've tried diet and nutrition and exercise and who are not making progress. These are drugs that are definitely prescribed by your physician. You have to undergo a physical, you have to have blood testing, you should get a retinal exam if you're getting Ozempic in a knockoff med spa situation where they're compounding and formulating peptides that they give you. And you're getting the prescription just like it's candy. Guess what? That's wrong. That's not the right way to do it. Number one, the compounding pharmacies are unregulated. Number two, you don't know what exactly you're getting. It's certainly not FDA approved. And number three, the person prescribing this to you, are they really interested in what's going on with your retina, your pancreas, your risk of thyroid cancer? I don't know. I don't think so. They just want your dollars. So for those of you who are going to get Ozempic prescribed, make sure you're seeing a reputable internist and make sure you have these conversations. Ozempic is a drug that can cause thyroid cancer, can cause visual problems like retinal problems, and can cause pancreatitis and severe bloating, nausea, sometimes really significant symptoms with the GI tract. But if you're a good candidate and if you start Ozempic or one of the weight loss shots, the semaglutide family, you're going to find that weight loss is really just going to happen for you. It's a slow process. You need to start with a slow, low dose and then gradually amp up. If you go on a high dose too fast, you can certainly have nausea, vomiting, and a lot of discomfort. But when you go on a slow dose, gradually amping it up with the direction of your physician, of course, you're going to see sustainable weight loss and a change in appetite that's really pretty incredible. I say this because I took Wegovy a long time ago, actually, when we did our first podcast, which I feel like we were helping set the trends because maybe 10 months ago, we did a really great podcast. You guys can find it with Dr. Danielle Bilardo, who is a board-certified cardiologist and an expert in nutrition who really dove deep into the studies on these products. And so I did take it for about 8 weeks, and it was incredible the way it changed my appetite, my focus on food, my ability to look at food clinically and decide if it was good for me or not good for me, if I was going to eat it because it was worth the calories. Pretty incredible, because we're used to this culture of just wake up and eat breakfast because it's the breakfast hour, and then eat lunch because someone told you you had to have lunch, instead of really asking your body, are you hungry? Are you actually feeling hunger pangs? Because that's when you should eat. And wandering into the lunchroom looking at the, you know, donuts and bagels and all the snacks that are brought in every day, it's very easy to just say no. So it removed that kind of thirsty hunger for food and like insatiable appetite. I really liked that about it. It made me much more interested in looking at the food itself. Was it nutritionally valuable? And was it worth the calories? Was it delicious enough? And that habit has stuck with me because now I'm very picky about what I eat, and rightly so, because after your 20s, you have to become super picky about what you eat. And because you're eating a lot less, you're also going to want to focus on high protein intake, because if you don't take protein, you can wither away. So semaglutide, some of the noticeable effects of this drug, especially if taken incorrectly or taken celebrity style, can be rapid weight loss in the face, and you can become actually quite gaunt. When it's taken correctly, studies show that Ozempic users can have a 15% decrease in body weight, and that is huge. There are celebrities even like Elon Musk, TikTok star Remy Bader, Chelsea Handler, so many people that you've seen on TikTok, so many of the housewives taking this product. So it's definitely a product that's out there and it's in heavy use. And if you've seen people who drastically look thinner, it can be the Ozempic effect. And Ozempic face can certainly happen. When your pancreas is secreting more insulin, you're decreasing the amount of glucagon created by the liver. This suppresses your appetite, really slows down your gastric mobility, so you feel full with small amounts of food and you feel full for a long time. But overuse of Ozempic or rapid weight loss means that you're going to get some accompanying facial volume loss. Someone very famous once said that it, you know, you have to choose between your derriere and your face. As you get older, you can't have both. It's so funny and so true because you can be really kind of full and voluptuous. That was Catherine Deneuve who said that. At a certain age, you need to choose between your derriere or your face. You're going to be voluptuous, full-bodied, and full-figured, or, you know, if you're going to thin down your entire body, your face is going to go gaunt too. If you're going to stay slightly plump and juicy, you look younger. When we look at older women who have a slight amount of plumpness and fullness to their faces, they look great. They don't look gaunt. So this unwanted Ozempic face comes from the gaunt look that people are getting. And it's certainly related to volume loss and decreased collagen and elastin production, kind of accelerates aging a little bit. If you look up Ozempic face on TikTok, you'll find 11.5 million views and posts alone. Hundreds of users sharing their thoughts. But it's true, significant weight loss in a short period of time depletes your body of essential nutrients and fatty acids. It can also kind of disrupt the balance of metabolism, where too much rapid weight loss will break down muscles. And we certainly don't want to see that. So we don't want to look deflated, sagging, and gaunt, like a grape loses volume and becomes a raisin, because that's what can happen. And these people who are losing weight all the way from Malibu to Madison Avenue have created a shortage of drugs. So drugs like Wegovy, Mounjaro, Ozempic, all on back order, all of them literally difficult to get a hold of. And that makes it difficult for patients who really medically need it. If you're experiencing the Ozempic face because you took too much too fast, you know, that's not really the goal. Who doesn't want to have better blood sugar control, reduce the tendency for prediabetes or familial diabetes if it runs in the family, improve your longevity? Some people say it improves your memory loss and diminishes brain fog. It certainly helps with perimenopausal midsection weight, and it really helps with that centripetal body fat, that dense abdominal body fat, which can be very hard to lose. It's visceral. It's surrounding your organs. So as much as you diet, as much as you exercise, if you're in a certain age range, in your 50s to 60s, really the fat just sticks to the organs in the midsection. So the beautiful thing is, if taken correctly, this is a product that can help reverse that. And I experienced that myself, taken very, very slowly, correctly, trying to avoid muscle mass loss. I've seen that in my patients. I've seen that in a lot of people. And so there is a right way and a wrong way to take this semaglutide. And it does help with reduction of cardiovascular events for diabetic patients. It can help people get off of a mountain of prescription meds that they're on for hypertension, diabetes. It's certainly something that you might want to talk about. Sometimes the insurance payments may not cover this expensive drug, and if not, it is expensive. It can be up to $1,000 or $1,500 a month, but many of the drug companies have really like gone out of their way to create patient savings plans. So I want to put that out there because it's an excellent drug. It's gotten some bad press, but if taken correctly, the cardiovascular benefits are amazing. You drop in your cholesterol levels, lipid levels, body fat percentages, the BMI improves. So this is not a story just about being heroin chic and thin and getting Ozempic face. That's the incorrect use of the product. This is certainly one of the drugs that's been one of the most popular drugs talked about out there, you know, other than Botox and Viagra. This is a drug that's really trending right now. When I see patients who have Ozempic face, what do I see? Loss of volume of facial fat, which is tragic because facial fat is so important. We need temporal fat. We need buccal fat. We need fat pads of the apples of the cheek. And without that, the skin deflates and droops. And you can have skin breakdown with collagen turnover that's too fast, a loss of elasticity. And generally, we need to use biostimulatory fillers. So I'm using a ton of Radiesse in my practice, as well as Sculptra, polylactic acid. I'm using PRP and combination therapy. And, you know, certainly some of the gel fillers as well to improve contours, lift heaviness and sagging. But facial fat comes from very deep planes and deep areas that are often difficult to replace. So it's going to be a regimen of multiple treatments, microneedling to improve the skin surface, radiofrequency tightening to contract the skin and improve elasticity, treatments like ThermiSmooth, which produces collagen and promotes elastin production, and of course, I'm in love with the collagen stimulators like Sculptra or PLLA. These are the products that are going to lift, tighten, improve the vectors of the face upwards and back so that sagging and drooping does not start to happen. And of course, the good old workhorse of the facelift, neck lift. But of course, remember in your lifetime, you will have two options to have a good facelift and two time periods where you can get that done. Usually we'll say between 50 to 65, and then the next time might be 70 if you're still staying healthy, 75 to 80. Depending on your health. So I would not recommend getting your facelift at a very early age because the trend sometimes can be to do things super early. I've seen 37, 38, 40-year-old women, 45. I feel this is a little early because by the time you do a third facelift, it doesn't matter how good your surgeon is, you're going to have a funky-looking face. There's just something not quite right about the way the musculature sits and the lifting and tucking and tightening. So think about that. Facelift, of course, is really important if you're someone who has lost so much weight with Ozempic face that you have drooping and gravitational change. Stopping your Ozempic can help a little bit of return of volume back to your face, but sometimes if you haven't controlled your behavioral tendencies, you could have binge eating and feel like you have room to gain weight, and that is a slippery slope. So even though the risks associated with Ozempic are known, the risks of retinal problems, risk of cancers, risk of facial fat loss. It's certainly something you should try if your physician thinks that you're a good candidate and your BMI is high enough and you're pre-diabetic or you have hemoglobin A1C changes. This is prevention, and this is going to help you if you've tried everything else and it's failed. And if you're someone who's noticed rapid weight loss has affected your facial volume, if you feel like you have Ozempic face, not to worry, we can help you with that. Collagen stimulators, facial tightening procedures, and improving facial fat distribution and proportionally using cheek and jawline fillers, all of these things are possible. The best is prevention by aging gracefully and slowly, losing weight slowly as well. And don't forget to take care of yourself. Remember, it's not all about external beauty. It's also about maintenance of normal beauty, internal beauty, which is character, kindness. It's the things that we do every day to take care of ourselves for longevity that really matter. Taking your vitamins, starting antioxidants, remembering a great skincare routine, regular Botox and fillers, which will help prevent rapid face changes. So those are my thoughts on Ozempic face. And it's a real thing. Anyone who loses weight super fast, whether it's fasting, intermittent fasting, whether it's like, you know, these athletes who are running and really like starving themselves, my weightlifting friends, athlete face has been a real thing. Ozempic face is kind of the same thing. But just be careful out there. Make sure you see an experienced provider. Don't be buying compounded pharmacy crap because most of it is crap. And send me your questions. That's it for now, guys. I hope you learned a lot about Ozempic face. And reminder, we have a podcast every Tuesday, a longer form podcast with an amazing interview guest quite often, or sometimes me and my thoughts. And every Friday, a 5-minute Friday to teach you all about skin, beauty, wellness, my life hacks. This has been so fun chatting with you on Ozempic face. Send me all your questions and don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.